Ukraine Deputy PM, No Alternative to Full EU Membership. By Christian K. Caruso on May 27, 2026. There is no alternative for Ukraine other than a fast-tracked EU accession process and full membership into the bloc. Taras Kochka, Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, made the declaration of alignment on Tuesday. Speaking with Euronews, Kochka asserted that EU membership for Ukraine is a starting point for all discussions about the country's future. He argued that there are no alternatives for the fast, merit-based, but full membership in the European Union. Any type of alternative is simply not acceptable and not worth any discussion, he stressed. Kochka delivered his assertions referring to a proposal from German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who recently touted the idea of granting Ukraine an unprecedented associate member position within the European Union. In a letter reportedly issued to President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa, Merz explained that his prospective associate member status for Ukraine would grant the country participation within the European Union and access to some EU-funded programs but would not grant it voting rights within the bloc's institutions. Kochka rejected Merz's proposal during his Tuesday interview with Euronews, echoing President Volodymyr Zelensky's response, and deemed it unacceptable if it is an alternative to full membership. So, that's why the formula is very clear that we need to have a fast, comprehensive, normal accession process that will end with the signing of a treaty of accession under Article 49 of the Treaty of the European Union, Kochka told Euronews. This is a normal accession. Everything else, I think that it doesn't matter, he continued. Ukraine has long sought to join the European Union, reinvigorating its calls to join the bloc over the past years amid the ongoing war with Russia. However, as Breitbart News reported last year, Ukraine has faced a litany of criticism throughout the years over its lack to address corruption and other major issues, which has left it facing a long road towards its goals to join the EU. Asked by Euronews if Ukraine is prepared to wait much longer to join the European Union, as some countries have had to wait about a decade to finally join, Kochka responded, "Here, we still have a certain prejudice towards Ukraine. For Ukraine, this decade started about 15 years ago or even earlier when we negotiated the association agreement," he said. "A lot of our policies are based on EU rules." The Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister called upon Brussels to open all relevant Ukraine-EU accession clusters in June, a month before the July timeline for the opening of all remaining clusters indicated earlier this month by EU Enlargement Commissioner Martikos. Per Euronews, Ukraine set itself a end of 2027 deadline to complete all internal obligations and be technically ready for European Union membership.